Hold on, I have another text message I was going to read. Good mornings from 5830.
Good mornings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've been here for all five of them.
That's
Scott,
true. Four and three quarters.
You did actually get here a lot quicker than I thought you were yesterday.
Oh, I still had to shower yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going in without this.
At that point, that's how I kind of feel. Like, of course, if I oversleep, I kind of rush around, but I'm late already. I know.
And I texted. I'm like, I even said, do you want Dunkin'? I messed up. This was my thing. And you're like, no. And so I'm like, oh, so I'm going to get there even before I thought I was going to get here.
I had already ate cereal. Yeah. So I was full.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I would usually say yes.
You know, I would have.
9644. Good, everyone. Happy fabulous Friday. Oh, they said my cake is beautiful. I went to a cake decorating class yesterday.
Very nice.
Love the colors. Enjoy your weekend.
It's one of those things that I didn't realize. Like, okay, you're somewhat crafty. I don't want to say you're the most crafty. I've watched you make a lot of things for different events that we do.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not filled with love,
yes,
but sometimes the image of you standing in the backyard with a spray paint can, you just know what you're getting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird. I like being creative, but I don't like perfection. I just like to get it done.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. So I didn't really expect or realize you were going to be as good at it. Like, if I did it, I'm telling you, you have the perfect border around the circle of the cake of that,
yeah,
you know, the up and down roller coaster swirl things that whatever, there's a name for them, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't know what they are either.
But like, yours are spot on. Mine would be like halfway into the middle of the cake, partway through. I'd be like, oh, this sucks.
You know what I think part of it is my aunt, she was a baker growing up. That was her job.
Oh.
So I think watching her do it all the time maybe kind of gave me a little bit of how to move my hand and what to do.
Can I ask you a question now that you mentioned this? I didn't know your aunt was a baker.
Mm-hmm.
So 6059 wants to do this. Well, she keeps talking about it. We've not seen it happen yet. And this is all over TikTok. The damn bread starters. Is this something you're into?
That's like, funny. One of my girlfriends that I went with yesterday, she goes, well, I'm going to go to a sourdough starter class.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of side hustles. Zach said, maybe she wouldn't have to do so many side hustles if she didn't go to so many damn classes.
Or maybe just got a full-time job. Just saying. I get this. I understand this. I knew somebody, that's all they did was side hustles. It's like, are you ever going to get like settled down to something, you know, I don't know, regular and consistent?
Don't bash my friend.
Oh, I was bashing my ex.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
So here's the thing. As far as the sourdough starters, I love the idea of it.
You do?
But then, yes, because I love sourdough. But then does it ever end?
Well, like, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, do you eat bread that much? Or do you have loaves and loaves and loaves in a deep freezer? And you're like, I'll get to it. I feel like you always end up giving it as a gift, which is a great gift. Okay. So Zach and I bought a loaf of bread the other day from a local bakery pop-up. Yeah. And the first four slices were great. We had toast for breakfast.
Oh, sure.
I squeaked out a grilled cheese.
Squeaked.
But then I have all this fresh bread. I'm like,
it doesn't stay fresh that long.
No.
And here's the other thing that goes through my mind is a starter. Somewhere is this blob of what looks like it could become moldy garbage that you just not even accidentally, want to throw in the garbage can. And I'm like, so you're going to, how does it work? Do you pull a piece of this lobby moldy bleh, and hand it to me and say, okay, go home with it?
First of all, it's not moldy.
Okay, I'm saying what's in my head, like, this is weird, you know? I just don't get it.
Because you're getting it from somebody else.
I know.
Because you have to get it from
somebody. It's not something.
You have to get it from somebody else.
I know. Somebody started it somewhere. What came first, the loaf of bread or the starter?
That part, right? Yeah, right? Like, who started the starter?
I don't get it.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes, that's exactly it.
I think it's such a great gift. But for me, I don't eat that much bread. I'm not Oprah. I love bread.
Yes.
I do love bread, but I don't need to eat an entire loaf every single week.
I just don't see myself. I just don't see this being a huge success. Anyway, I see it going in the garbage at some point and about 2 weeks into it.
One more question. She wants you to go with her?
What, to do the starter?
To do the starter class?
Oh, no. I guess you randomly call somebody and you're like, do you have a bread starter?
Oh,
and then
that's right,
you get it.
Like, she's from Hornell, so she probably has like 6 degrees of Amish.
Yes. Works in Woodall. Originally came from Hornell. You know she's got, but I don't even think it's that. Like your sister Joanne has a bread starter that,
yes,
or your sister-in-law, I should say.
Or your neighbor Jebediah. Either one.
Yep, in Wood. Well, I can't really call him and ask him if he's got one.
In just a second, I found found something on my algorithm, or actually I should say it found me, and it's something that I'm like, should I buy this for the bathroom?
Oh God.
Hold on.
Is this another one of these poop stools?
Hey, don't you knock that.
Oh God.
I have two of them, and that is the greatest invention ever. See, now you have to wait.
Okay.